This is All Things Considered on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. If you ride King County Metro's rapid ride bus lines, you might have seen fare enforcement officers in action. They sometimes board the long buses, checking to make sure that people have paid their due. Well, a new report from the King County Auditor's Office shed some light on how those fares are enforced. One finding, in 2016, for example, most fare evasion citations went unpaid. Josh Kelleti is county reporter for Sound Publishing, and he covered this for the Federal Way Mirror and joins me now. Hi, Josh.
Hey.
So many of the citations in 2016 went unanswered. How many?
So that there were a little over 3,000 citations total, and only 94 of those went paid. That's only 94 out of 3,000 citations getting paid.
All right. So if only 94 people paid their fines and I get a citation, I'm going to look at that and say, why on earth should I bother?
If you don't pay that, it's eventually going to go into county collections. So you're still going to be held responsible for that payment down the road. It's not something you just brush off.
Your reporting found that many of those who receive citations, who are fined for fare evasion, are people who are homeless. And that's the largest single grouping of people of all the people who were fined.
Yeah, it's 25% of all riders who receive citations, which are kind of the secondary step in the sort of incentive not to pay process.
So the secondary step.
The first step is a verbal warning. The secondary step is the $124 fine. The third step is referral to the King County Prosecutor's Office and the King County Metro Transit Police. They decide whether to apply misdemeanor charges.
Why are there so many fines on Rapid Ride in particular?
One reason is because Rapid Ride actually has enforcement officers who work on the buses to check if people have paid their fare. Part of the reason is structural, to make Rapid Ride more rapid. People are supposed to pay before they get on the bus, and they can enter from all doors of the bus, not strictly going to the front and checking with the driver they have paid their fare. King County Metro contracts with a private company to deploy fare enforcement officers.
You know, I ride the bus pretty frequently, and sometimes you see drivers let people stay on board when they clearly haven't paid. You know, sometimes it's people who have asked because the weather's bad and they look maybe like they're struggling a little bit. Sometimes it's, you know, the driver might see someone bored without paying but doesn't intervene. Why is that the case?
So King County Metro drivers aren't required to they aren't enforcement officers. They're required to check, but they aren't required to do anything about someone who doesn't have fare handy or proof of fare paid handy. Whereas the enforcement officers contracted specifically for Rapid Ride do have that power, and they can call in the King County Metro Transit Police if need be.
There's a lot in this auditor's report. How did King County Metro respond?
So they were super swift to respond. The day that the report was published on April 4th, King County Metro General Manager Rob Gannon put out a blog post saying that they welcome the recommendations. They've had similar suspicions and findings in their own internal review. They have already implemented a few procedural steps to try and address the issue. One is to raise the number of verbal warnings for juveniles who don't have fare to 2 warnings. Right now, it's currently 1 for everyone. Another step was to temporarily suspend referrals made by transit fare enforcement officers of people who are getting like the third encounter to the King County Transit Metro Police.
So temporarily stop sending those on to law enforcement for further
action. Yeah, so basically temporarily suspending the referral of people who get repeat citations to law enforcement to keep them from going in the court system, essentially.
And it sounds like they're going to take more steps to kind of have a broader conversation around how they're enforcing fares.
So they've said they're going to convene a stakeholder group. They don't know yet, and I don't know yet who's going to be in that stakeholder group. The general plan is to have them meet through the summer and then in the fall have some recommendations rolled out. But apart from that, I don't know anything and they don't know anything apart from that.
Josh Kelleti, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Josh Kelleti is a reporter with Sound Publishing. His story on Rapid Ride fare enforcement appeared in the Federal Way Mirror, and you can find more of his reporting through a link on our website at knkx.org.